Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Are you a child of God?
Yes, sir.
Are you born again?
I am.
You say it out loud. I'm going to be around.
I'm going to be around.
Forever.
Forever.
Thank you, Lord.
Ha, what you just... What's the rush? You know what I mean? If it takes a millennia to do something, I got a millennia. I got time. Not down here, but down here's not all there is. This is just the beginning down here. Verse 50. He said, now, this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. We can't go to the next part with these bodies the way they are. They got to be changed. These bodies can't handle the full glory of God. They barely handle this. Right? Neither does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. It's talking about body sleep. People would call it death. We'll not all die. But we shall all be changed. And it's going to happen like this. It's going to happen quick. It's going to happen quick in a moment. In the twinkling of an eye. What's a twinkling of an eye? It's like a blink in your eye. How quick was that blink your eye? How quick is that? For what to happen? The trumpet's going to sound. The dead are going to be raised. What? Incorruptible. And we're going to be changed. We're going to be changed. If you got some blemishes, some deficiencies, some things you don't like, don't let it bother you.
Amen.
It's going to all get fixed.
Amen.
It's going to all get changed. All of it. All of it. When the glory of God gets through changing you, you'll be very happy. You'll be very happy with it. I think for the first several hundred years, we'll see each other and go, "Whoa, you look good." You go, "Man, you look good too. Whoa, we look good." Never looked this good on the earth. Verse 53, for this what? Corruptible. What does corruptible mean? It can perish. It can die. It can fade, wane, decay. This dying, this mortal, must put on what? What does immortality mean? What does that mean? Can't die. Man, that's enough to shout about the rest of the month and the year. Can't die. We've never encountered anything physically that can't die, and you won't down here. But your spirit is already there. You've been born again. You are not, that's why I'm going over this. You've been born again, not of a seed. A corruptible seed produces a corruptible fruit. An incorruptible seed produces an incorruptible fruit. And you and I were born again of an incorruptible seed. So what's born again, our spirit now, is incapable of dying.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name.
Your body, you live long enough, your body will die. You'll slip out of it. But Jesus said, if you believe in me, you will never die. Didn't He say it in John?
Yeah.
If you believe in me, you will never die. Do you believe in Him? How many in here say, I believe in Him? I believe in Him. And I will never die. Not the man inside this body. This mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality. You see why I'm reading this to you? It emphasizes the contrast. The dying, the undying. The decaying, that which never decays. When this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that's written, death is swallowed up in victory. Hallelujah.
Praise His holy name.
There's coming a time when you and I will only be able to talk about way back when we lived on the earth and stuff died. And we'll say, aren't you glad that's behind us?
Oh, yes.
Woo! Yes. Yeah, change the subject. We lived where everything died all the time. But then we'll be in a situation where nothing ever dies.
Amen.
The grass doesn't die. Trees don't die. Your body doesn't age. Mm-hmm. This is not a fantasy. This is the Bible we're reading. If you believe the Bible, you get happy about this. Go with me to Luke, the 8th chapter. Just wanted to emphasize that a bit before we got to this. Luke 8. Down here and now, God's will and plan is that more of His incorruptible seed get in us and produce incorruptible harvests in our life here and now, and then it produces fruit even beyond this life. Luke 8, verse 1, we see what's been called the parable of the seed or the sower. Skip down to verse 4. We just read this just a moment ago, but when much people were gathered together and were come to Him out of every city, He spoke by a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside. It was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it up. Some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. Another fell on good ground and sprang up and bare fruit 100-fold. When He had said these things, He cried, "He that has ears to hear, let him hear." What determines who has ears to hear and who don't? The heart. A willing heart makes a hearing ear. A willing heart, and there's other components beside willing, but a willing heart makes a hearing ear. If you're unwilling, there are certain things you can't even hear. Verse 9, His disciples asked Him, "What might this parable be?" And He said, "To you it's given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand." So again, why did they see it but didn't see it? Hear, but it's a matter of the heart. The condition of the heart affects the ability of the ears to hear, or the ability of the eyes to see. Not just seeing and hearing naturally, but spiritually. Verse 11, the parable is this. This is so significant and important. Put yourself in this place. Jesus preached some things. A lot of folks were scratching their head about what He preached. And after the service, His disciples came to Him and said, "Would you explain that to us?" And He does. We've got it recorded. Yeah. Verbatim. Lord, because He says, this is the kingdom, this explains the kingdom of God. And I'm going to explain this to you. The seed is the word of God. Say it out loud. The seed is the word of God. Come on, say it again. The seed is the word of God. The seed is the word. The word is seed. Seed. We all know how seed works. Your body is sitting here because of a seed, a human seed. You'll eat today because of seed, plant seed, animal seed, every tree, every flower, everything around here, seed. But there's not just natural, corruptible seed. God has incorruptible, imperishable seed. What are His incorruptible seeds? His words. Everything that comes out of His mouth. When God speaks, it's never just to inform. When God speaks, it's never just to tell you what He thinks or how He's feeling. Never. When God speaks, He creates. When He speaks, He changes things. When He speaks, it enlightens, it enables. His commands are quickenings. His direction is empowerment. If you couldn't do a thing and He tells you to do it, now you can. Why? Because when He told you to do it, there's power in those incorruptible seeds to enable you to do it. So when the Lord tells you to do something, never turn around and tell Him you can't. Because to Him it's like, I just told you. Which means you can. Because when He said light be, light bees is. And when He tells you do it, now you can do it. Right? You can. Why? Because the word enables you, empowers you. I know I'm being a bit repetitive on this, but the enemy doesn't want folks to get this. These words from God, every one of them are eternal seeds. We discovered some time back, mankind did, the power that's in an atom. Can't even see it with the naked eye. But to release the power out of that atom is immense power released. Well, the God who created it is beyond that. Right?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.